This is a Kaboom podcast production from BYU Radio.
Stuck on the wrong side of the bubble on that fateful day. Everything changed the moment it came into existence at precisely 4:01 p.m. and 01 seconds. In order for you to understand things, I need to take you back to the beginning of that day and tell you more about what was happening before the bubble came on from different people's perspectives. If you've been paying attention, you know that the military had blocked all the roads out of town. But like good little robots, we were all having breakfast and heading out to school as if the world wasn't about to end. And now for chapter 3, botching the end of the world again.
Inexplicable rolling power outages continue throughout the Soviet Union from Moscow to the North American province Alaska. Baffling engineers leaving millions without electricity.
Called it!
Oh, meanwhile, you did not!
Hey, pass me that bacon, Chesterton. Thank you, boy.
You're welcome, Uncle Bet. I think you had enough.
Annie, we got 12 tons of food in the basement, and there's no more room. The only place left is my belly fat.
Right.
Anyhow, that's the pattern. Always starts as power outages from aliens flying over.
Oh, that is old as dirt. Was it aliens when we were in Jakarta?
Which deployment?
Oh, you are crazy as a bull bed. You know that. Mark that on the map, would you, sweetie? Power outages in the USSR.
Of course.
Oh, Bet! How many times have I told you not to leave your dirty socks on the workstation? Hello. Look at this readout from last night.
Fascinating. Radio's back.
Ultra-high frequency.
Why didn't the alarm go off?
Probably did, but you were snoring so loud you slept through it. I had my earplugs in.
Annie, so help me, if I sleep through World War III, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Here's the triangulation.
Let's see. Yep. Texts and a lot of cell phone activity. A big order must have gone out to the local battalion.
Decoder says 802701.
802701.
More eggs, anyone?
I'll take another heap. Thanks, boy.
I'm good, sweetie. Thank you. That was delicious. How are you feeling today? Want me to drive you to school?
No, I'm okay, Annie. I've timed my activities over the last few days, so my pedometer hits exactly 20,000 steps when I give my report on 20,000 leagues under the sea.
Oh, that sounds fine.
All right. Chesterton, be on the lookout today, okay?
For what?
I don't know. I got a feeling.
Okay, bye. 18,491. 18,492.
The 20,000th step took him precisely to the front of English class for his report. At about 21,000, he was in PE where my brother begged to join the Uber nerds on their adventure after school. And about 2,000 steps later, they were all hiding at the park, getting ready to make their dash past the soldiers into the woods.
So, why do we need to go in the woods for this?
Yours is not to question why, but to do and die.
Tennyson.
Are you sure about that, Chess? Smacks of Wordsworth to me.
Tennyson.
O'Shaughnessy?
Tennyson.
Seriously, shut up, you two. Niels, you practically begged to come. Don't chicken out now.
Okay. It's just weird to see soldiers in the park with guns.
They're army guys. They always have guns. Like they're gonna shoot at a bunch of kids. Our experiment is top secret, so it has to be done in the most remote place in the valley, Mirkwood.
Scientific progress waits for no one, Jock Boy. Then again, scrapped NASA launches are not unknown.
Chess, what's our window?
If the soldiers stick to their patrol pattern, we'll have 27 undetected seconds to make it to the obfuscation of the Big Oak, maintaining a velocity of 5.2 meters per second.
Got it. Skinny, give your backpack to Niels.
What? Why?
We can't take any chances.
But he's already got the big case. I can carry this.
It's okay, Skinny. You're above pack animal duties.
Thanks.
But don't get caught, Niels. You already ruined one of my drone tests. Chess, as soon as it's safe, give us a 5-second countdown.
Okay, here's our window. The charge of the Light Brigade indeed. On my mark. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark.
Go!
One of the nice things about having siblings is that you can always compare your own stupidity with theirs. If your brother or sister does something dumb, you can use that to deflect how much trouble you should get in for something else. But today, I think my stupidity took the cake. That morning, I had, of course, ditched school with my best friend Stephanie. It was somewhat epic. My electric Jeep is amazing in the mountains, and thanks to having a dad who basically founded the city, I know roads that even the military doesn't. But, ugh, how incredibly cringy that I was shopping at the mall when cataclysmic world events were in progress. Doomsday was less than an hour away, and I was deciding between hot pink and plaid.
Bonzi!
Mom! What's the matter?
I've been trying to get to you for hours. The streets are shut down. Where's Niels?
He told me to walk home.
He what? By yourself? Why?
Well, I guess he has something to do after school.
This morning, I told him to come right home.
Well, he failed to do that.
Hey, Martha! Sorry about all the chaos theory around here.
Credence, do you have any idea where Niels went? He's supposed to be with Bonzi right now.
No, I don't. Is there something wrong?
Yes, and I can't get a hold of Val either. I need them home within the hour.
Well, the phones have been wigging out all day. Honey, what is wrong? You are freaking out.
It's Orville. You used to work for him, so you probably know more than I do. He said the kids needed to be home right after school. He was deathly serious. Something's happening, Credence. I don't think this is just a military exercise.
Oh.
Shall I hazard a guess as to Neil's location?
Yes, quickly.
I think he's with the 1952s.
Is that an after-school club?
It's a trio of troublemaking intellectuals. Don't worry, I've got the parents on speed dial. Ah, dang. Phone's out again. I'll text you their contacts.
Got him. Thank you. Bonzi, let's go.
Good luck. I will keep trying. Start with Bet and Annie's house if you can get through the traffic. Less supervision over there if they're trying some experiment.
Thank you, Credence. Bonzi, seatbelt.
Oh, so soon? Okay, all right. Hey, you kids! Time to get on home. Come on now. No loitering around school. Call your parents and let them know where you are. And if you can't get a hold of them, come see me. Get to getting!
Raina, I feel the need to remind you that Mirkwood is a code word, not to be bandied about lightly in front of the Proletariat.
Mirkwood? What's so codey about that? We're going deep into the woods, and it's murky.
Mirkwood has important literary references, connected to our mission. But I guess it's actually safe with you, since you have no idea what we're talking about.
Deep down, I'm really a nerd. Ever met my dad?
Operations director at the research lab outside of town, formerly a lead quantum theorist at CERN, double PhD, nominated for a Nobel Prize.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm sure I've got some of his genes. I like video games, and I read like 3 books this year.
Heredity can be a tricky thing.
Indubitably. And nobody says, I like video games. You're a gamer or you're not.
And the 1952s read a book a week.
Or a day. Or an hour.
Why do you call yourselves the 1952s?
That, my Goomba-faced friend, you will never know.
Why not?
It's tippity-top secret. nuclear code secret, Xbox Charles HD levels times infinity secret.
That's boring. What's the point of a secret if there's no way to figure it out? Like, up, up, down, down, left, right, BA. Wouldn't it be cool unless someone knew it?
The Konami code is not a secret. Even the noobest of noobs know that.
Well, you get the idea. If there's no way to crack the code, you guys have no sense of adventure.
Is that so?
There is a way.
Chesterton, silence, you fiend.
1952 is a number made of numbers.
It's an equation.
The equation. If you figure it out, you're in the club.
Reina!
Skinny, relax. I'm not giving anything away.
It's the sum of five numbers important in various, shall we say, nerd realms. And technically, it's 1952B.
That'll do, Chess.
Two of the numbers are places.
And each of the other three come from one of us.
That's quite enough.
Shh. Oh my gosh. Did you hear that?
What? What?
Just kidding. Okay, this is far enough. Let's do it.
What are we doing?
The experiment. Drop the bags.
With care.
Wow. This is so cool.
Behold, the Rebel Alliance X-Thing Mark IV.
Where did you buy this?
Ha, buy? Who does he think he's dealing with?
I designed it.
Featuring stealth-optimized carbon fiber propellers, redundant power cells, 55 to 300 millimeter micronized camera lens, expansion port for surveillance, combat accessories, and silent glide mode. Lead engineer Reina Gomez, supplemental coating by Skinny, 3D printed and assembled at Cyborg Labs.
Cyborg Labs?
My house.
About as wide as a big dinner plate, the drone really was a work of highly refined nerd ingenuity. Growing up with my dad, I watched enough sci-fi shows to know that this was the fusion of 100 geek starship fantasies. Reina pulled on a sleek helmet that covered her eyes and black gloves lined with silver wire. They lit up with neon accents.
Whoa, that's awesome.
Pre-flight checklist for drone number 48.
48? How many of these do you have?
That's classified.
Power.
Check, holding steady at 5,000 milliamps, 22 volts.
Signal.
Check, sending and receiving at a pristine 5.8 gigahertz.
Video.
20 terabytes available for 12K acquisition.
Okay, arming.
We are a go for takeoff. Stand back, Niels.
Reina raised a gloved hand over her head and the drone shot up in the air. As she wove her hands and fingers like a futuristic hula dancer, the drone curved in and out of branches as it soared upwards.
Woo! Bravo, bravo, bravissimo.
Controlling it with your hands? That's so awesome.
Don't overcorrect on the yaw. We're just doing an altitude test.
This is a restricted area. Do not move. Empty your hands and put them on your heads.
They can't have my drone. Run!
Oh, for pity's sake. Oh, move it!
Mom, where are we going?
Nowhere, apparently.
Okay, where are we trying to go?
We're going to the barricade near the freeway. I think that's where Major Wolf is. Has Val texted?
No, but...
Hey, I got Stephanie!
Well, put her on speaker! Put her on speaker!
Hello?
Stephanie, this is Val's mom. Have you seen her?
Well, kind of.
Stephanie, it's really important that you tell me. You won't get in trouble, I promise.
Okay. So, my cousin got super sick all of a sudden, and Val drove me out to make sure she was okay.
Where?
The mall?
In Metro City?
Yeah.
Oh, where are you now?
Well, I'm still here, but Val's on her way home.
Stephanie, you need to get back here right away. You may be in danger.
Okay.
I have to take this. Call your parents. Get an Uber, whatever. I'll pay for it. Just get back here.
Okay, Mrs. Smith.
Hurry. Orville, I've been trying to get a hold of you all day.
Everything's gonna be fine. How are the kids? They're home from school. They're with you, aren't they?
No, I have Bonzi, but I've been stuck in traffic and Val is-
What? I told you they had to be home. Where are they?
Niels ran off with some friends after school and Val decided to go to the mall.
Martha, if the kids aren't safe inside the town in less than 3 minutes, you will never see them again.
Orville, what's happening?
3 minutes until reactor ignition.
Whoa. Mom, that was a park bench.
Chess, did we lose them?
Not that I can tell.
Where's the drone now?
It should be tracking with us right overhead, but way, way up. Chess, is your heart okay?
Yes.
His heart? What's wrong with his heart?
Ah! Were those gunshots?
Get down, behind this log.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh!
It's still shooting at us? They have to be blanks.
It seems we underestimated the seriousness of the training exercise.
Shh! What do we do? What do we do? I'm calling my mom. No signal!
Me neither.
What do we do?
Hide!
Our pursuers are approaching in menacing fashion.
We need to give ourselves up.
They are taking up firing positions.
Firing positions?
Sorry, ma'am, I'm afraid you got... Oh, hi, Mrs. Smith. I'm afraid the freeway entrance is closed.
Culpepper, my daughter's up there. Let me through or send a Jeep right now to get her.
We'll keep an eye out for her, but you're gonna need to...
Culpepper, get Major Wolf. You know who my husband is. Now move it.
Yes, ma'am.
Dang, Mom.
Valkyrie!
Hi, Mom.
Where are you?
Don't be mad. Stephanie and I just needed a little girl time, but I plan to be home for dinner and do my chores.
Valkyrie, where are you?
I'm right outside of town. My Jeep died and...
Come home this instant.
Why are you freaking out, Mom?
Do you hear me? Come home. Val? Val?
What seems to be the problem, Mrs. Smith?
My daughter's out there, Major. Let me through.
Sorry. This is as far as you can go.
You don't understand. There's no time.
I'm going to have to ask you to step out of the car.
Okay. Bonzi, hop out.
Are we getting arrested? Awesome.
Bonzi, if something happens to me, go to Credence's. Major, my son Niels is also missing. Find him.
Mrs. Smith, step out of the car. Hold your fire, idiot! Give me that weapon!
Should we go after her, sir?
No time.
Major Wolf, what are you doing? Don't shoot my mom!
Culpepper, restrain that child.
I got you. Don't worry.
He's aiming at her!
No, Major Wolf is an expert. He's just gonna stop her. I think he's gonna shoot the tire.
Get a medic, Culpepper!
What is that?
The sky rippled. A sound like thunder warping and stuttering ripped through the air. And just at that moment, I became a ghost.
What is that sound?
A thunderclap?
More like a thunder zap. Reyna, what's wrong?
What do you mean, what's wrong, Niels? We're being shot at, and there's crazy thunder with no clouds.
I had a video feed from the drone. I saw...
Look out!
It's the drone! It's falling! Everybody dive! Wow, that really was directly overhead. And look!
The drone's been sheared in half.
Hide it!
Lay down on the ground! Face down! Hands on your heads!
Okay, we're laying down. We're just kids!
Skinny, take this and put it in your armpit.
What?
It's the SD card with the video footage. We can't let them take it.
My armpits are not...
Take it! No one's gonna look there.
Okay, okay.
Everybody lay down and don't move.
Nobody move!
Reyna, what did you see?